Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel, the fourth parak, HaSholeach. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amad Avram Gamliel decreed that one cannot void a get except in the presence of the wife or Shaliach because of Tikkun Olam, societal benefit. Amoraim dispute the nature of this benefit. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mifnei Takanas Mamzerim, to remedy a potential problem of Mamzerim. He holds like the opinion that originally the husband could void the get in front of only two people. Ubeitrei Leisu Hukala, and news seen by two people does not become known. Vilo Shama, and she does not hear that the get was voided. Vilo Yada Va'azmi Nasba, and without knowing this, will go and marry, causing Mamzerim to be born. Rish Lakish said, Mifnei Takanas Agunos, to remedy a potential problem of Agunos. He holds like the opinion that originally the husband had to void the get before three people, which ensures that the wife will hear about it and not remarry. Although Mamzerim will not result, she will remain unable to remarry. By increasing the difficulty of voiding the get, the husband is less likely to bother. Point number two was taught in a brace. Rebbe says, Batlo Mavuto, if the husband voided the get before a basin and not in his wife's or Shaliach's presence, in violation of the decree, it is voided. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the get is not voided. Shimken ma koach basin yafa. For if it is, what good is the power of basin whose decree can be ignored? The Gemara wonders how a get which, biblically speaking, has been voided can possibly affect a divorce based on a rabbinical decree declaring it valid. It explains, kol demekadesh adaita de rabban mekadesh, whoever marries, marries according to the rabbi's will. That is, it is made conditionally to conform with rabbinic law. Vafkin rabban lekedush mineh, and the rabbis, to enforce the decree, uproot the marriage retroactively. And point number three, was taught in a braisa, amar lasar kisu get li ishti, one who said to 10 people, write a get for my wife, where any of them can write it, and any two of them can sign it. Rebbe says, Yachul avat zeh shel bifnei zeh. He is able to avoid the authority of some of them in the absence of the others. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he cannot void any shaliach unless they are all present. Two explanations of the Mohokas are given. The first is that Rebbe holds Eda Shabbatul Miksasa Lubatul Kula. Testimony which is partially invalidated does not become completely invalidated. Although he voided some of the shluchim, the others who are unaware are still valid and may legitimately write and give the get. Thus, it does not violate Rabbi Gamliel's decree. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that partially invalidated testimony is completely invalidated. All the shluchim, including those who are unaware of the voiding, are invalidated, which presents the earlier risk that she will unknowingly marry based on an invalid get. Alternatively, the Gemara explains Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's reason differently. Milsed misavde ba'pe asar, a matter put into effect before 10 people, sricha be'asar l'mishlufa, requires 10 people to rescind it. Accordingly, unless all 10 people are present for his voiding, none of the shluchim are disqualified. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, in the Mishnah Daf, Lama Beis Amud Olav, Rabbi Gamliel decreed that one cannot void a get except in the presence of the wife or shaliach because of Tikkun Olam, societal benefit. Amoraim dispute the nature of this benefit. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mifnei Takanas Mamzerim, to remedy a potential problem of Mamzerim. He holds like the opinion that originally the husband could void the get in front of only two people. Ubeitrei Leisu Hukala, and news seen by two people does not become known. Vilo Shama, and she does not hear that the get was voided. Vilo Yada Va'azmi Nasba, and without knowing this, will go and marry, causing Mamzerim to be born. Rish Lakish said, Mifnei Takanas Agunos, to remedy a potential problem of Agunos. He holds like the opinion that originally the husband had to void the get before three people, which ensures that the wife will hear about it and not remarry. Although Mamzerim will not result, she will remain unable to remarry. By increasing the difficulty of voiding the get, the husband is less likely to bother. Point number two was taught in a brace. Rebbe says, Batlo Mavuto, if the husband voided the get before a basin and not in his wife's or Shaliach's presence, in violation of the decree, it is voided. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the get is not voided. Shimken ma koach basin yafa. For if it is, what good is the power of basin whose decree can be ignored? The Gemara wonders how a get which, biblically speaking, has been voided can possibly affect a divorce based on a rabbinical decree declaring it valid. It explains, kol demekadesh adaita de rabban mekadesh, whoever marries, marries according to the rabbi's will. That is, it is made conditionally to conform with rabbinic law. Vafkin rabban lekedush mineh, and the rabbis, to enforce the decree, uproot the marriage retroactively. And point number three, was taught in a braisa, amar lasar kisu get li ishti, one who said to 10 people, write a get for my wife, where any of them can write it, and any two of them can sign it. Rebbe says, Yachul avat zeh shel bifnei zeh. He is able to void the authority of some of them in the absence of the others. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he cannot void any shaliach unless they are all present. Two explanations of the Mechokas are given. The first is that Rebbe holds Eidah Shebatul Miksasa Lebatul Kula. Testimony which is partially invalidated does not become completely invalidated. Although he voided some of the Shluchim, the others who are unaware are still valid and may legitimately write and give the get. Thus, it does not violate Rebbe Gamliel's decree. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel holds that partially invalidated testimony is completely invalidated. All the Shluchim, including those who are unaware of the voiding, are invalidated, which presents the earlier risk that she will unknowingly marry based on an invalid get. Alternatively, the Gemara explains Rebbe Shimon Gamliel's reason differently. Milsed Misavde Ba'apei Asar, a matter put into effect before 10 people, Tzricha Be'asar L'mishlufa, requires 10 people to rescind it. Accordingly, unless all 10 people are present for his voiding, none of the Shluchim are disqualified. Alright, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel, and our standard Simmon is a peg-leg pirate, a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The pirate with the green peg leg, who was told by the captive Basin that he was only permitted to void his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, and then grew impatient and was about to be Mavatal the get in their presence in violation of their decree, was informed that since he asked 10 Shluchim to write and sign the get, even if he had done it in the presence of the two that wrote the get, he couldn't be Mavatal unless they are all present. So once again, slow motion, the pirate with the green peg leg pirate? That must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The pirate with the green peg leg, who was told by the captive Basin that he was only permitted to void his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, which reminds us, we have Machlokas whether Rebbe Gamliel's Tikkun Olam, that one cannot void a get except in the presence of the wife or Shaliach, was out of concern of Mamzerim or Agunos. So the pirate with the green peg leg, who was told by the captive Basin that he was only permitted to void his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, and then grew impatient and was about to be Mavatal the get in their presence in violation of their decree, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brice, Rebbe says, Batul Mavuto, if the husband void the get before a Basin and not in his wife's or Shliach's presence in violation of the decree, it is voided. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the get isn't voided, Shim ken makoch Basin Yafe. For if it is, what good is the power of Basin, whose decree can be ignored? The Gemara wonders how a get, which, biblically speaking, has been voided, can possibly affect a divorce based on a rabbinical decree declaring it valid. It explains, called the Mekadosh had died to the Rabbanim Mekadosh. Whoever marries, marries according to the rabbi's will. That is, it's made conditionally to conform with rabbinical law. Vafkin Rabbanu Kedush Mine, and the rabbis to enforce their decree uproot the marriage retroactively. So, the pirate with the green peg leg, who was told by the captive Basin that he was only permitted to void his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, and then grew impatient and was about to be Mavatal the get in their presence in violation of their decree, was informed that since he asked 10 Shluchim to write and sign the get, even if he had done it in the presence of the two that wrote the get, he couldn't be Mavatal unless they're all present, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Amar Lasar Kisu Get Leishti, one who said to 10 people, write a get for my wife, where any of them can write it and any two of them can sign it. Rebbe says, Yachu Avato Zesh Ubifnei Zeh. He's able to void the authority of some of them in the absence of the others. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says he cannot void any Shaliach unless they're all present. Two explanations of the Machlokas are given. So once again, the pirate with the green peg leg, who was told by the captive Basin that he was only permitted to void his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, and then grew impatient and was about to be Mavatal the get in their presence in violation of their decree, was informed that since he asked 10 Shluchim to write and sign the get, even if he had done it in the presence of the two that wrote the get, he couldn't be Mavatal unless they're all present. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Chazar. Daf Chav Tes. So this is Daf Chav Tes. Is a cot. So here goes. The sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot. Cot? That must be more in Daf Chavtes. The sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving a shlichus to another, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamevi get be'Eretz Yisrael v'chol, one who is bringing a get inside Eretz Yisrael, which does not require saying b'fanin echtav, and took ill, ha'izim b'shalcho b'yadachar, he may send it with another. This is only true if the shliach took ill and could not complete the shlichus. So the sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving his shlichus to another got a distressing call that a colleague of his delivering a get in Medina Siyam also took sick and passed away on a green cot after successive shluchim had been appointed, which reminds us, Rabban said that a shliach inside Eretz Yisrael may appoint a series of shluchim even outside a basin. Ravashi said, "Im meis rishon batul kulan." If the first shliach dies, all the rest are voided because they're all shulchim of the first. Marba Ravashi said his father was mistaken. If the husband dies, is there any substance to the shulchim's appointment? Certainly not. Rather, all are shulchim of the husband. And as long as he is alive, their shlichus is still in force, even if the first shliach dies. So the sixth shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving a shlichus to another got a distressing call that a colleague of his delivering a get in Medinas Yam also took sick and passed away on a green cot after successive shluchim had been appointed, whom had not been given the authority to effect divorce, but merely to hand the get to a rabbi to deliver. Which reminds, the Gemara relates the following incident. A shliach for a get told the husband he would not recognize the wife to deliver the get to her, so the husband told him to give it to Abba Brahman Yumi to deliver it. He could not find Abba, and Amoraim instructed him to give the get to them, and they would give it to Abba when he comes. Rav Safra objected, but he's a shliach who was not given the authority to effect divorce. Since he was told to hand the get to another, not to deliver it, he cannot effect divorce, and so he cannot appoint a shliach. Daf Lamed. So the Simur Daf Lamed is a Melamed. So here goes. The children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe. Rebbe? That must be on Daf Lamed. Melamed. The children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe lend money to a Kohen, saying he would separate Truma from his crop and keep it as payment for a loan. Which reminds, the Gemara brings three explanations for how one is able to lend money to a Kohen with the agreement to keep his Truma for himself as payment. So the children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe lend money to a Kohen saying he would separate Truma from his crop and keep it as payment for a loan. Were surprised that he collected from the Kohen's heirs when he passed away, since the loan was made in Beis Din, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the loan and arrangement were made in Beis Din and the borrower died, the lender can continue to collect his loan from the Truma without the heir's permission. So the children in the Green Farmhouse School who watched Rabbi Green their Rebbe lend money to a Kohen saying he would separate Truma from his crop and keep it as payment for a loan. Were surprised that he collected from the Kohen's heirs when he passed away, since the loan was made in Beis Din. And then he told his neighbor the Levi, "My father told me before he died that Miser of yours is in my possession," which meant the Levi must separate Truma's Miser because the amount wasn't specified. Which reminds us, Ravashi explains that if Yisrael told the Levi, "My father told me that Miser of yours or your father's is in my possession," because the amount was not specified, we can assume the father did not separate his Truma's Miser before dying, and the Levi must separate it. But if the father told him that he has a Korb Miser in his possession, we are not concerned about his Truma's Miser. Since its volume is defined, its owner certainly prepared it for use by separating Truma's Miser. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Simur Daf Lamed Aleph is associated with the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. Judge Green, judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law, judge. Judge Green, who is running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Truma's Meisers to separate, which reminds us, we learn from the Pasuk, V'nechshav Chem Truma's Chem, and your Truma shall be reckoned to you, B'shei Truma's Akasim Adabra. The Pasuk speaks of two Trumas, Truma and Truma's Meisers, and K'shem Shet Truma Gadol, and he tells Ba'omet, and just as standard Truma is taken off by estimation, Uba Machshava, and it may be mentally designated without physical or verbal designation, Kach Truma's Meiser, and he tells Ba'omet, Uba Machshava, so may Truma's Meiser be taken off by estimation, even though there is a required percentage. Ukashem Shiyeshua Rishus Labah Abai's Litrum Truma Gadola, and just as the produce owner has the right to separate standard Truma, Kach Yeshua Rishus Labah Abai's Litrum Truma's Meiser, so may the produce owner separate Truma's Meiser, although the Meiser itself belongs to the Levi and not him. So Judge Green, who is running a be your own judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Truma's Meisers to separate, was busy explaining to a distraught visitor what to do, having discovered that the stored produce he had set aside to separate for Truma's and Meiser was missing, which reminds us, one who sets aside other produce to separate Truma and Meiser with him for his other produce, he can separate with them with the assumption that they still exist, im abdu, if they were discovered to be lost, and it's unknown when they became lost, he must be concerned about 24 hours according to Rabbi Elazar. Amoraim disagree about this time frame of Me'ez La'ez. So Judge Green, who is running a be-your-own-judge booth at the county fair, letting people estimate on their own how much Truma and Truma's Meiser to separate, was busy explaining to a distraught visitor what to do, having discovered that the stored produce he had set aside to separate for Truma and Meiser was missing, when all of a sudden a strong east wind blew, blowing his white wig off his head, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the power of the east wind. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Zimmer Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientists at the Green Gittin Delivery Lab. That must be more on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientist at the Green Gittin Delivery Lab, observing a husband tell his wife he is voiding the get he sent her before it arrives, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, HaShaliach get le'ishta, one who sends a get to his wife with the shaliach, and he met the shaliach or sent another shaliach after him, and he said to him, Batulhu, the get which I gave you is void, har is a batul, it's void. Similarly, if he met his wife or sent the shaliach to her and told her the get is batul before it reached her, it is void. So the scientist at the Green Gittin Delivery Lab, observing a husband tell his wife he's voiding the get he sent her before it arrives, gave the man a green check when he said batulhu instead of pasulhu, which reminds us, it was taught in Brice, if one says batulhu, iifshibo, it is void, or I do not want it, the rabbi kayamim, his words are effective and the get is void. Pasulhu, eno get, lomar klum, but if he said it's invalid or it's not a get, he has said nothing. The former expressions declare the get void henceforth, whereas the latter are describing the get as invalid, which it is not. The Gemara clarifies that the word batul can also mean something was void instead of becoming void. It all depends on context. So the scientist at the Green Gittin Delivery Lab, observing a husband tell his wife he is voiding the get he sent her before it arrives, gave the man a green check when he said batulhu instead of pasulhu, and congratulated him on attaining a high score when he used the get again to divorce her, since he only voided the shlichus, which was verbal, and not the get, which was written, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Chozu umagarjbo or eno chozu umagarjbo? Can he again divorce with the get, or can he not again divorce with it? Rashi explains the question to be whether the get itself was voided and is unusable, or merely the shliach was voided and the get is still valid. The halacha accords with the Rav Nachman, who said he can use the get again. Although the husband successfully voided the shlichus, which was a mere verbal appointment, he did not void the get since it was created through an act of writing. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn? If a husband met his wife or sent a shlich to her and told her the get is void before it reached her, it is void. That's on Dav. Lamed Beis. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn? That just as truma can be done with omed umachshava, so too truma's maisa can be done with omed umachshava. That's on Dav. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss someone sentenced to death and whether non-Jewish courts accept bribes? That's on Dav. Chavches. Good. Number four, which stuff do we have three opinions how one is able to lend money to a kohen with the agreement to keep his truma for himself as payment? That's on Dav. Lamed. Good. Number five, which stuff do we have is whether Rebbe Gamliel's tikkun olam was out of concern for mamzerim or agunos? That's on Dav. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn that even though the husband voided the get, he can use it again to divorce her since his words only voided the shlichus, not the writing of the get? That's on Dav. Lamed Beis. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we learn about the power of the east wind? That's on Dav. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we learn where the husband can void some of the shluchim they were appointed as part of a group of 10 in the absence of the others? That's on Dav. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we learn if Yisrael told the Levi, my father told me that Meiser of yours is in my possession, we discuss whether the Levi must separate Trumas Meiser? That's on Dav. Lamed. Good. And number 10, which daf to be malchus if the husband voided the get in front of basin and not in his wife's presence, whether the get is batel? That's on Dav. Lamed Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar Mzichu wishing you a great day and great learning.